There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast.
On the left.
Live from your grave.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Hey, what's up, everyone? How are you? Ben Kissel and Henry are together. Here, we're together, right?
We're not together.
No, you're in Florida. You're in beautiful Florida.
Yeah.
This is Side Stories, by the way. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Good work. Good work, Kissel. That's a good beginning.
Yes.
They know the show now. They know who we are. I'm in Florida.
Yep.
I'm in the asshole of Florida.
Really?
I didn't think that horror movie.
Usually, yeah. when you think of Florida, you don't think of buttholes because it's it's got that shape that's a little bit on the front there, not so much on the back.
Oh, like a cock?
Yeah.
You're saying it looks like a cock? It's got a butthole. If a cock had a butthole, it would be in Florida.
Oh, all right. Makes a lot of sense. And you're shooting a horror film.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Are you the scary guy, or are you one of the victims, or what are you?
This is a roast.
No, I'm not. That's
what this is.
No, that's the dream come true to be the scary person in a serial killer movie that kills everyone.
I never get to be because I'm too small.
Yeah.
I want to be. No one's ever been scared of me before. The only time a person's ever been scared of me is at one time at 2:30 in the morning. I was getting off the train, and a woman and I got off at the same time, and she kept looking back.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't wave. Like, I didn't do anything.
That's good.
But she kept looking back, and I'm trying to look innocent, putting my, hi.
Yeah.
She ran away from me. She turned around, and she started booking it down the street. That's the only time anyone's ever been scared.
You know, that is interesting. I got such a long gait, you know, and if it is like on a lone street, I have to be very careful. You can't walk too fast, because then that does seem scary, so, you know.
You cannot walk within, like, 8 inches of another person.
No, not after 9 p.m. That's the rule. All right, so we got a bunch of stuff to get to, kind
we
of
We do
today.
Got a bunch of stuff. It's fine. I mean, we're hanging loose. We're being chill. I will say this is an unpaid-for sponsorship announcement for Public Subs.
Really?
Because I've been eating it for 4 days,
uh-huh.
And it was always my favorite. But man, oh man, that Italian 9-grain ultimate boar's head Swiss cheese, spicy mustard, little bit of mayo, get the garlic pickles on there, spinach, tomatoes, onions, man. Yellow peppers sometimes,
uh-huh.
The jalapenos, depending on how fruity I'm feeling.
Wow.
And I get there and I just slam it down, man. It's my favorite food in the world.
Absolutely. The Public Subs. You can't get a better sub anyplace else, huh?
No, man. Maybe in New York. Maybe DeFonte's. DeFonte's in New York is very good.
Yeah, I like that place. Never been there.
You should go down there and get the fucking sandwich, you fucking goon.
All right. I do want
to. You piece of shit.
Okay. Let's see here. Ricky, I'm doing tweets right now. So this
what are you trying to do?
I'm doing.
Are you reading tweets?
I'm reading a tweet. So this
are we going to do. You
what?
Know how Jimmy Kimmel does the thing where we read the mean tweets?
The mean tweets? Yes. But I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, everyone that reads the mean tweets is like super rich. And then they're like, for every mean letter or every mean word that is said about me, I have $5 million. And that really softens the blow. But we don't have
really
that.
Does.
So the blow is just full force.
It's a real hit.
Yeah,
it's
real
hit. Yeah.
Really hits you. Ricky at @emo_spice says, tell us about meeting Doug the Pug. Because this week, we did, this past weekend, we did Clusterfest in beautiful San Francisco. I did see
beautiful.
A man. Beautiful. Most expensive city in America. And I saw a man projectile dung, liquid brown out of his ace. He had a full tail for seconds.
And it was
quite disturbing. Right there on the sidewalk, I saw that. Did not expect to see it.
Well, San Francisco is an incredibly stratified city.
Sure.
Where they take the poor people and they mash them into one area so that the rich people can't see them.
I will say, though, it was just people like you and I and then folks in three-piece tuxedos just walking by the same person, taking the same dump in the streets. I will say that part, you know?
Well, but because they got to get through that neighborhood to get to the comedy festival.
Right.
And so you have a guy who's been saving it and saving it and saving it.
I don't know.
Because, you know, I think that's what that is. Because
well,
that's kind of like, have you ever done the thing when you're cum, you're supposed to either have a cock ring. Have you ever done a cock ring?
No, I can't imagine such a thing.
But the idea is that
you put it on smile, there. The smile on your face is unnerving, to say the least.
Well, it hurts. It sucks. It's not a good thing. I don't know why anybody uses them. But the part of the thing is supposed to hold back the cum, and then it's supposed to all shoot out one big go. But it sounds like that guy champagne bottled himself with his own shiat. Waiting for someone with fancy shoes to walk past, and he's like, "Oh, it's New Year's Eve again," and then he shook himself up like a Pepsi bottle with a Mentos in it, and sprayed shat all over the floor.
Yeah, it was kind of like that Kim Kardashian cover. She had the champagne there, and all that kind of stuff was happening. I don't remember the name, Paper Magazine or Paste. I don't know what the name of the magazine was. But I don't know if that's the case, because he obviously, because immediately following the guy was his other buddy, and they both obviously just shot up heroin, right? So I don't know what the rule is with that. I guess you get constipated, and then you shoot up the heroin, and then that's not the only thing you shoot out. Or up.
I don't know, man. I thought that heroin makes you constipated to begin with. Titties, could you look that up?
It does constipate you.
Travis has pointed out it does constipate. Okay, good to know.
Okay, interesting.
Nonetheless, this guy was the opposite of that. And long story short, I met Doug the Pug. We got to Clusterfest. And Doug the Pug was unbelievable. He is the most chill dog you could ever imagine. He's staying at the W Hotel, by the way. And why?
Yeah, he stayed at a nicer hotel than we were staying at.
Oh, absolutely. Ever have.
What did he say? He got 20, he makes 20 million?
That's what I said. And I don't actually, I could search for Doug the Pug's net worth, but I got to say, his owner, unbelievably nice. And Doug himself, it was kind of weird, because I was like, how do you even do this? And she said they had to go through a secret entrance in the back to get out. Otherwise, there is a line of people that just follow this dog, this beautiful pug, as if he's a beetle.
Do you think that
his net worth is $500,000 right now, as of 2017. So
that is very good for a dog that's not a senator. Which they shouldn't allow to happen. I don't think I'm going to put it on the record and say I don't think a dog should be senator.
Right.
But do you think he was on drugs?
No.
Because I've heard tell about Grumpy Cat.
Oh.
That Grumpy Cat is medded out. They
really?
Have to, like, yeah, they give it like Zoloft or something. They give it people drugs. Yeah, because it has to stay in character, and cats don't understand. The cats aren't meant to be like taken from place to place and like shoved into people's hands and shit.
They don't like it.
No, Grumpy Cat is full Judy Garland up to the fucking eyeballs, so
really?
That it will stay frowning.
Oh, I don't like that. I mean, I think that's animal abuse.
I think the animal, when it comes down to it, it's going to die soon anyway, and they're just trying to milk whatever money they can get out of it as much as humanly possible.
Well, I don't know if you can milk a cat, but I think the it's interesting with the Grumpy Cat there. That's what they did to Anna Nicole Smith.
Got to.
They killed her.
Got you, man. She was sitting on a billionaire waiting for him to die.
Wow.
And he didn't do it fast enough.
Right.
And so during that time period, I think she ended up like taking from his stash or whatever billionaire old people drugs that you get. And she got addicted to him.
Really?
Like,
and her
time.
Lawyer.
This is it's very scary. I feel for Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, absolutely. And that was before everybody had a reality show. So it was actually kind of a big deal to show us that part of your life. And then, I guess her lawyer, Howard Stern, not the famous radio disc jockey, but a real schmuck that guy was.
I miss her boobies, quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like that there's a part of a national conversation that ended when her boobies died.
Yeah, well,
and
I don't know if
we're missing it.
I think that those are probably still around. I'm fairly certain they weren't biodegradable.
But think about this. You send Anna Nicole Smith to North Korea, and she just smashes them boobies. Honestly, that's a great idea, too. You get Kate Upton, all that stuff. Like, Kim Jong-un would be like, with his boobies all up in his face. He's never. Mm-hmm. They're so malnourished over there. They don't have any of that.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like you have the foreign policy, the same foreign policy as the writers of Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part 2. And it might work. Who knows? I'm not going to judge.
What are the biggest breasts in North Korea?
I don't think that's a... All right. Another person tweeted at me. What's this guy's name? MC Jules, I believe there. Marvin, have you heard about this story, Henry? Marvin Heemeyer and his killdozer? Have you seen this thing?
Let me look at this.
This guy was crazy. Yeah, check that. Just Google that. Marvin Heemeyer, he's of Granby, Colorado. He was a profoundly frustrated muffler repairman, and he made this killdozer, and I guess he just went on this huge police chase, and I don't even know what happened.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Look at this shit. Whoa. He had a problem with zoning.
Yes.
Yeah, he had zoning problems.
This is amazing. And he made a killdozer.
This shit's like not that expensive. You can really do this. The machine used in the incident was a modified Komatsu D355A bulldozer fitted with makeshift armor plating covering the cabin engine and parts of the tracks. In places, this armor was over 1 foot thick, consisting of 500 PSI quick-crete concrete mix fitted between sheets of tool steel to make ad hoc composite armor. Holy shit. For visibility, the bulldozer was fitted with several video cameras linked to two monitors mounted on the vehicle's dashboard. The cameras were protected on the outside by 3-inch shields of bulletproof plastic.
Jeez. And this
Whoa.
I guess this was the late 90s. That's pretty high tech stuff for the late 90s, though, I have to say. I didn't like that was before you had like Ring and all these other things. Cameras weren't everywhere yet. This guy had a pretty, he's like Batman.
He did $7 million of damage. And the only thing they got him because he was trying to hold, it's basically they were like, he was like, go ahead and try to pull me over. And then the only, he shot himself in the head inside of it, which is, to be honest, the fucking way to do it.
I guess so. Marvin Heemeyer, his official description was welder and tinkerer. And who doesn't want that? Welder and tinkerer.
Well, my problem with being a tinkerer is that it sounds like you built a boy puppet just to molest legally.
Woo! Very possible. All right. What else do we got? So, yes, finally, Doug the Pug. Amazing. Love Doug the Pug. Could not have been nicer. They say never meet your heroes, but I have to tell you, if your heroes are a pug, you can meet the pug.
Why did you transition all the way from Killdozer back to Doug the Pug?
Those were tweets. That's Twitter. And that concludes our Twitter segment.
But think about how cute it would be. You got your conductor's uniform on. Mm-hmm. You got the Killdozer. Ripping through a Whole Foods, just like going through the produce section, going through the fucking dry goods section, goosh, 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 goosh. Doug the Pug sits in a little backpack on your body.
Yeah.
Him just like breathing, just not knowing all the mayhem that's happening.
Oh, I don't think you should be allowed to be arrested if you have a pug attached to you in any way or shape or form. If you have it in a little baby Bjorn, that you're fine. You can do whatever you want.
Like, oh, you're a father.
Yes.
Fathers are never guilty of anything unless, I mean.
They can be. You know, Marcus I'm now sorry. Has a dog. Marcus has a dog.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear that hypocrite.
Why?
Go on about that because of how much shit I got for talking about Wendy. When it's like, oh, you talk about Wendy all the time. Meanwhile, his whole Instagram feed is now dog talk. Because
it's
dog
talk.
That is a sweet boy. You met him. What's he like?
Well, I don't know, Travis. What do you think Oki is like? Oki from Oklahoma.
He walks very gingerly.
That's according to Travis.
He loves t-shirt piles.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. They say he's 6 years old, but I don't know. We just don't know the math on this.
Well, we got the, we swabbed Wendy's mouth and sent it in to get the DNA breakdown.
That.
Yeah,
I was just talking about this today. I didn't realize that was a possibility.
Yeah, they have a thing now where you do it. We found out she's not a Chinese crescent at all. As a matter of fact, she is a Chihuahua, 50% Chihuahua, 25% poodle. She's a super chootie. So isn't that fun? But she is health-wise as healthy as a 32-year-old man. And I was like, do you mean a, I was like, so
not
she's
us,
like 32
though,
years
right?
old.
Like,
yeah, that's what I was saying.
Cause
was
that's like not, okay.
let's check her triglycerides then.
Right.
Because I am fucking at my limit with the meat fats. But I'm saying if you swab, you could swab Oki and then find out where in life the dog is health-wise in terms of dying. But the thing is, like how many people die when they're 36?
A lot. Yeah, I'm 36 now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got to get through this year. There's another story that I've been wanting to talk about. Someone sent to my attention, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And it's about this shit that's happening. It happened in Cuba and it happened again in China. There are these sonic attacks,
right,
that are sickening to diplomats. And these, like, it's in right now. The last one that happened was on the people reported sick yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's this, they're because the diplomats, American diplomats in China, that are put in these like cell phone proof, like, structures, like, okay, so that no one can spy on them. Like, that's the idea. They're put into these like safe hotels that are, right, super thick and highly technological, and they, yeah, are,
they're very good at the spy game.
And they're doing this. It happened in Cuba in 2015, and it happened again now. People are hearing a sound, huh, that they said sounds like either a cicada or is reported sounds like marbles in a metal tube. They, ooh, hear the sound, and then they get really sick. They get like nauseous and very intense migraines, and they, right, are like uncontrollable vomiting, and it's happened a couple times, and they have no fucking clue what it is. And the Chinese government's like, no, not us. It's got nothing to do with us.
Well, they say there's two ways this ultrasound can harm humans. The first one is it can heat up the cells in the body, causing damage. And then the second one is that ultrasound can cause cavitation, which I have no idea what cavitation is, but it doesn't sound
fun. It means it causes bubbles in the brain.
Oh, all right. So then, yeah, you die. So then you die.
Yeah.
This, I don't like this.
Very intense, because they did a lot of research about the brown noise for a while, which was obviously that sonic pulse that's supposed to make you shit your pants.
Mm.
Like, and there's a lot of stuff that came out that was done by the Skunk Works Department, like the black ops world of our special forces, that some of it's fake purposefully, that they've done like fake plans of, mm-hmm, goofy shit. So it helps bury the other super secret shit that they do. Like, this sounds like the beginning of a Jason Bourne movie.
Right.
That we don't know the rest of the plot to, and we don't know who the actors are yet.
Absolutely no idea. But they've been doing that stuff here in the States for quite a while. All the protests and stuff, all like just the blaring of music. We did it at like a lot of the torture sites and a lot of the prison sites. It happens like all the time.
In the PSYOPs world, they use music quite a bit, but that's mostly, they use it almost more so, they give pop music to people that haven't had pop music before, and then, right, they switch it, use it, and then they'll play stories of Al-Qaeda doing funny shit, like bloopers from Al-Qaeda, in order to, like, make them less important and less scary in the eyes of the people that are in control of, so that they can feel less fear about rejecting them or like trying to start a revolution against them.
Got some goofball antics, but now you understand, like, you see all that footage of like, or you know, you think about like dads in the car in the 90s and their kids are listening to nothing but Britney Spears and they're just like starting to freak out. It is an actual torture technique to listen to something on repeat that you don't particularly want to hear, but you got to do it because you want to be a good father.
Well, I remember my father, when I was first watching an Adam Sandler movie, I think it was Billy Madison, my father, right, walked in the living room and he was like, "Turn this shit off." And I didn't understand why. I was just like, "Dad, this guy's the funniest boy in the world. Adam Sandler's the, yeah, best thing that ever happened." And then now I recently rewatched Billy Madison, oh, yeah, and I was like, "I'm going to punch the television screen."
Yeah, I know, man.
This is a grown man acting like this.
Still does. And he is worth more than any of us will ever be worth, forever and ever and ever.
Please save me, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Please come, yeah, and scoop me up, and I'll go to Hawaii.
Hmm?
I'll go to Albuquerque and shoot your films or all the other vacation spots that he likes to go to. He shoots in the Caribbean all the time. He only likes shooting in places where he can vacation.
I think that his vacation is shooting the movie, like, because, yeah, it doesn't seem like they're doing a lot of work.
He's so smart.
He's a genius. He's a
so
genius.
Now, well, but all of the survivors from this quote unquote sonic attack, because they're also still like heavily saying, we don't even know if it was a sonic attack. We don't know what it is.
What else could it be?
They're saying, well, because they're trying to contest the fact that the noises that they're hearing has anything to do with what they're feeling. They're trying to like mix up the message here, kind of like the same thing that happened with the Malaysian plane that went missing, where, ugh, we all heard like six stories of what it's supposed to be, where the truth has been kind of mashed up.
Yes.
where then there was that other plane that was felled over Asia that the Russians basically came out and said that we dropped it. I think that there, a part of what's happening right now is that, like, QAnon was such a beautiful dream to the covert world right now, because it's so stupid that people can, like, it buries all other conspiracy theories, where, like, something like this sound shit that's happening is like, that sounds like a sci-fi plot that we don't know about, and the CIA is just fucking laughing about the fact that they could do whatever they want.
Yeah, not even, this is the Chinese, so it's a whole nother level of secret agencies.
What did we do to the Chinese to make them, like, play the fart music again? Like, what did we do? Because we obviously did something, or they're just doing it to test it on our diplomats so that they can do it to their own people.
Eh, you know, diplomats, they got an easy job anyway. Have them do something.
They can commit any crime that they want.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, diplomats can do whatever they want when they're here or elsewhere. Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, I'd be such a fun diplomat. I'd show up with the hut. I'd be like, and here's a special gift from America. The hut. Nobody does pizza better than the hut. Showing up with it.
They have Pizza Hut. They got a Pizza Hut there. I think
in China?
So. I don't know.
I thought their kids were starving.
No. Well, some. I think that's more like your North Korea area there.
Oh, that's just what my mom told us to keep us fat.
Yes. Apparently, just lastly here, the ultrasound, it bounces off the skin for the most part, but what it does is it can be used to detect people's mouth movements in noisy locations or subjects who are whispering or miming speech. So maybe that's why they're doing it, so they can hear these diplomats while they're chatting away at their bars. You know, they can get a little bit more in there. I don't know how that works, but nonetheless, that is evidently the reason for the tool.
So basically, it's a side effect is what may be happening, is that we are seeing they are getting sick from what is essentially a surveillance machine.
Yeah,
I
guess
so. It's just making them sick.
I guess so. Does not seem good to me. That's what I'm going to say. I mean,
this is the type of shit I love. These are the news stories I want to hear about. I like all of the sci-fi stuff. That's great.
I know. We don't hear anything about actual news, though, on our mainstream media, because Donald Trump tweeted something and we have to talk about it ad nauseum, speaking of making us all sick.
All we have to, I mean, there's nothing I love better than every minute of my life being controlled by a 70-year-old man that is such a fucking
Isn't it nice? Isn't it a glorious time? But they can't do anything about it. They couldn't just ignore it. No, indeed, they have. They have to thought.
Yeah, we could just maybe just never speak about him ever again and just let it go back to being quiet about it.
Well, speaking of Twitter, real Kyra Davis. Hello, Kyra Davis. She says, talk about evil genius just finished. It's crazy. If you get a chance to give to our Patreon, we interviewed both of the directors for Evil Genius. Of course, that's the Netflix docuseries. It's only 4 parts. It's like super easy to get through. I think each one is like 45 to 55 minutes. And we interviewed them. So go and listen to that interview on our Patreon. And it was quite fascinating. I think they were very good.
They were very good. I mean, what a great true crime story. Like, just in terms of the idea of what makes this stuff that is truly compelling in true crime for me, which is the things that have no motive. Like, a bunch of people just causing mayhem to cause mayhem to see how much they could get away with.
It was just bored. It was bored. Yinzers. It took place in Pennsylvania, and I just feel like they wanted a project. They wanted to do something that they could feel like a mega mind or a mastermind behind.
I think that boredom is a very powerful and dubious thing in this country, because it makes people do shit like, I made a house out of bones, because you could just find bones if you go to the bone store. That's a graveyard, sir. That's not the bone store.
That is very true.
But why are they sitting there? I left money. I ain't stealing. How much could it possibly be per bone? It's priceless, sir. They are people's relatives. You can't just purchase them. I'll give you a dollar.
I don't think you can legally do that.
No, I don't think it is an honor system.
But I will say, speaking of bones, Henry and I had a great opportunity. We went to Italy this last, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, we haven't even fucking talked about Italy.
No, let's close it out. Let's talk about our trip. We did Rome. We did Lecce, and we did Naples, and it was amazing.
I got to go back to the cobbled streets of Rome. I have to go back to the cobbled streets of Napoli. The pizza I had was incredible. I wasn't allowed to eat any organ meat. I've got a lot of people asking me where to go for organ meat. Well, it's because fucking... Like, I love our companions. You know what I mean? It's like my beautiful fiance, you guys, but no one will eat that shit with me. Eddie looked at me like, well, I went to the tripe store in Naples and he didn't want to get anything. And I was like, we're only in Naples one time.
I thought that Eddie was one of your disgusting food friends.
No, he gets sick.
Full disclosure, Ed Larson did get food poisoning when in Rome because we went to not every restaurant. So, little bit of advice. Not every restaurant in Rome is good.
No.
It's just like any other city. So, we were right by the Colosseum, which is their glorified version of, it is what Times Square is to New York, is their Colosseum.
It's not a glorified version. The Colosseum is incredible. It's ancient history. We just don't see that shit. So, we forget that it's thousands of years old.
It's awesome. And we did a little tour, and I was like, this is where my people were forced to fight, for the entertainment of the masses. The masses, by the way, were disgusting. They would just crap right next to each other, and they would share the same stick that would just be dipped into a bunch of dumpy water, and then they would just all wipe with the same thing. Anyway,
you're
that's
just saying disgusting because you're not used to it. If you got used to it,
they
think about how
to know.
Fun. We're good friends, right? Think about how fun it would be if we also shared a little shit stick, but it was also normal.
Well, that is where the saying shorter than the stick comes from, but also, no. There had to be some Roman who just, like, the wine fog just kind of cleared up and was just like, guys, this really is disgusting.
What is the deal with the shit stick?
Throw him to the lions.
Oh, no! Another comedian's fate.
Oh, but absolutely. Yeah. Well, that was the funniest thing. So we did the Colosseum tour. It's full of blood. It's full of guts. It's full of rhinos killing people. And then the guy who also told us it was also the home of many a theater troupe, which you can only imagine the theater troupes just like waiting in the wings, just be like, what next, boys?
Guys, it's a big day today. All the senators are coming, so I want the phalluses to be up. I want the women to be men. Come on, guys. Let's really let it all hang out. And it's just like slipping on fucking guts and shit.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, but no, so to complete the story, we needed food. So Eddie's like, let's stop over here. So we go to this place, which is just like a horrible looking restaurant where they were yelling at us about like just like how we were going to eat food. And then he proceeds to order the weirdest thing on the menu, which was a pizza with hard boiled eggs and fennel on it, which I didn't know was a combo.
It's not a combo. It's literally a joke where they're like, with any luck, dumb Americans will think this is good.
Yes. The yolk, the only way I could describe it was a deep goldenrod. Which is not like the yellow it's supposed to be. And Ed's like, these eggs taste funny. And he like ate a whole mouthful of them. Man, oh man, did he get sick.
Oh, God. Because again, when you're in Rome, it still matters like where you go. You can't just go to any random place because they'll snooker you.
You got to vet them. You got to vet them. But I will say, Napoli... Oh, yes. Man, oh, man. And then we saw Pompeii. Fucking incredible. It was just, I just never seen anything. I have no culture.
Right.
So when we go to these places and you're just like, a part of it was like so insane about Pompeii is that humans have not changed at all. Like the same thing when they talk about
mean?
The Colosseums, where it's just stuff like how like they build these triumph arcs, right? So these arches that were supposed to signify victories in war and historical things happening.
Right.
And it's shit like they want to get this thing up really fast. So they have to build all these statues of the new emperor, but they don't have time. So what they'll do is they'll take the old statues of the last emperor, cut off the head of it, put a new head on it just so they don't have to build the whole fucking thing
again. Dude, that is literally... I just watched this documentary on Netflix. It's a four-part series called The Toys That Made Us. Mm-hmm. And I watched the Star Trek toy. That's literally what they did. They just like replaced all the heads and then they did one... The reptile from Star Trek was replaced. The head was replaced, but the body was the same as the Planet of the Apes action figure, so it still had like hair on it.
It's all, we just have not changed at all. They showed like the Pompeii stuff. Like in Pompeii, they have fast food restaurants where you'd go and like, it's the way they, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just, we're exactly the same.
But just to explain, so Pompeii, I'm sure our audience already knows this.
Yeah, Mount Vesuvius blew up.
Yeah, okay.
But the level, the size of the destruction is not, like, I couldn't believe it until we saw it. Like, it is like the talking about like yards of ash covering an entire city, and they showed the mountain where it's like it used to be one whole big mountain, but it's basically been halved into by, and the blast was the equivalent to two atomic bombs going off.
Jeez.
They died instantly. A bunch of them died instantly, but they also did not die from, like, I knew that they would die from either heat or choking on the fumes, but they also died from this thing, I forget what the term is, but from the hot air that came from the mountain that would suck all the moisture out of your body, and you die a curled up little ball.
Dehydrated. They were dehydrated to death. Wow. It's so there's acres of that stuff. Can I just ask, you know, I don't know. We, Brooke and I didn't go. I just didn't want to see a bunch of live death. I don't know why. I just wasn't in the mood or you know. Can I just say, can we clean it up? What if they just cleaned it up? You know, what if,
what do you
like,
mean?
But just like, it's just a lot of death there.
No, Kissel.
But I mean,
no.
I'm just...
Okay. No, what it does is it's the opposite. It's not a celebration of death. It's to see an intact city of how we lived back in the day. So you could see how you would be miserable. Because it was for tiny people. The Pompeians were very, very small. It was perfect for me. Like, I was walking around, I was like, oh. Like, I was like in Vernon Troyer's house. Like, look at all, like, I can go and hang out.
I don't know. I still, a part of me is just like, let's clean it up.
No, man, it's history. You're doing the thing. Okay. You can't erase history because those that forget history are doomed to repeat it, Kissel.
That's you a have volcano. To remember. The volcano doesn't know if we repeat history or delete history. It's a volcano.
But
look,
I think
what's happening in Hawaii.
It's an important lesson to know that you could, because Pompeii was the shit, right? Pompeii was the fashionable city. It was a rich place. And it was it was so covered in ash that it was forgotten about, and it wasn't discovered again until 1746. So this thing sat, and they all of a sudden you open it up, and you're like, holy shit, there was a massive city here, and it just shows how little shit matters.
Yeah. That's a good point. All right. We also did, I toured a church there, and I Instagram storied that in Rome.
I saw that.
What's the name of those steps there? The Spanish steps. And it was really horrific. I was walking up there. I got passed by a bunch of people with crutches and the elderly folks. I was pretending to keep it together. Did not happen. And then you get up there and you got to pay to pray. There's just nothing but coin places everywhere you go. They just solicit a lot of money. And I guess it's almost, going to the, I don't know who it goes to, but
it's just almost like the church is one of the most corrupt organizations that exists, and it runs that entire town.
Well, I gave them €5. So that's the most I've given to the church in a very, very long time.
That's quite a bit. Did you pray?
Well, when you're in there, you don't really, you light some candles, you light some incense, you go through a little bit of a, you know, it's where you would do it. It's a beautiful place. I mean, it was the best art I've ever seen in my life, really.
The only money I gave is that there was a little place when you go see in Pompeii, it showed a bunch of like, there was a place where a bunch of bodies were recovered, and one was a little boy, a 3-year-old boy that was petrified by the ash and lava, and I tossed a coin at it, because you're supposed to. I think so. There was a bunch of coins there anyway, but I hope it's okay. I didn't hit it. It was in a glass case.
Oh, I see. Oh, they have them all encased and things like that.
It wasn't. I didn't just I didn't just bounce it off its fucking head.
Oh, all right. Yeah, wasn't sure how that did. Yeah, we just walked around Naples, had the best pizza of all time. And honestly, I'm kind of upset with Brooklyn, with the whole country in general, calling what we eat here pizza. It's not pizza. Naples is the only place that you should ever eat pizza. And I don't know what we eat here, although I do love it. But my God, that was amazing.
Yeah, dude. It was incredible.
Yeah.
What a wonderful trip.
Yes, and Cena and Cosmo are married now, and they are in love, and it was a wonderful, wonderful wedding.
I like to see them be in love, and I think that they do it well.
Yeah.
Not sex.
No.
But I'm sure their sex is great.
You didn't even have to think about it.
I always do.
Hmm. All right. Well, let's wrap it up by inviting everyone to Natalie and Henry's wedding in Florida in October. Cannot wait for that.
Yes.
So look into that story. Marvin Heemeyer and his killdozer. Doug the Pug was amazing. We had a great time in Italy. Do some more research on what's going on in China with those sonic blasts. Who knows what's happening? Everyone's just not feeling well. And yeah, that's about it, huh?
I hope that more comes out about the sound weapon, and I want one.
Well, that's right. We Googled it. How much was it again? $3,000?
He said $3,000. We can get one. We should get one for the fucking office.
We absolutely
and start using it on people, see what they do.
Yikes. I'm just going to Google sonic weapons here, and let's see how much they cost. Yeah, well, you can get one, the one better supersonic nausea weapon. That's only $99.56.
Whoa, that's it?
Yeah, it's on myskunkworks.net.
Whoa, I'm getting one.
I don't know
it's coming down. Society's fucking coming down, dude. We're doing this. I'm making everybody shit their fucking pants, dude.
Well, this is going to create nausea, but I mean, if it does work, it's not legal. I don't think you're allowed to have it.
Yeah, come on. Why not, man? It's a free country. They're allowed to have fucking assault rifles. I can't get a shit gun.
Yeah, I guess so. Good point.
Right?
I guess. I don't know what the rules are anymore. All right.
The rules are different, and we have to change with them.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Side Stories. Tweet at us at Henry Loves You. I am at Ben Kissel, Dr. Fantasty for Henry on Instagram. I'm at Ben Kissel 1. And my goodness, I mean, some of the art and the tattoo stuff has been like really amazing.
It's very overwhelming when you see
a little bit,
because those are like our thoughts and shit on somebody's body, and it's very touching. Like, it's really fucking cool. Like, when people do stuff like that, it's one of those where it's like, you want my bullshit on your body forever?
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of weird because, too, like, I don't know if you feel this way, Henry, but I think it's a deep psychological problem. But whenever someone says, I love you, or they have, like, the Hail Yourself tattoo or whatever, I just think I'm going to disappoint them.
Always.
And then they're going to have to get a cover-up, or they're just going to be like, you know, worst-case scenario, they just change love to hate when they edit their Instagram comment. But
yeah,
if
buddy.
It's a tattoo, I just don't want to disappoint anyone. So there is a lot of pressure. I hope we can live up to it. Anyway.
Yeah, constantly afraid of just destroying everybody's hopes in me.
Yeah.
I think it's called mental illness. I think that we're just saddled with that. We're saddled with
I guess so.
Bad brains. But, you know, I think it's bad gunk.
Well, maybe, but some people are just like, get a tattoo of my face on your face. All this. I mean, like, we've never asked for it, so it's a huge compliment. I just hope we don't disappoint you.
Yeah, we're doing our best, and I'm sure you'll tell us if we do disappoint you, and we'll do our best then to pick it up.
yes, always.
All right, fuckers.
Love you guys. Hail yourselves.
Triple L, guys, every day. Uh-huh. Fucking get out there and eat some rib stick and eats, man. That's what you need.
Magustalations.
Hail me, man.
Hail Gein.
Hail Satan. Hail Gein. That's Mike Marcus. Hail Gein.
Yeah, he's got that little dog now. We got to hail Oki.
Yeah, and Wendy as well. I miss my dog.
Oh.